It's that time of year again. Time for Legend Comics and Coffee's third annual Make-A-Wish fundraiser. As always, Legend is selling door prize tickets for $5 each, with 100% of the funds going directly to Make-A-Wish Nebraska. Each $5 donation gets you one entry in our annual prize drawing, featuring over $7,000 in prizes. This year, our grand prize will be a copy of The Walking Dead number 1, CGC graded 9.6, valued at over $4,000. But the more we raise, the better the prize becomes. The grand prize winner will win copies of The Walking Dead 1 through 6, and we may even give away a second copy of number 1 to one lucky donor. Tickets are on sale now, and the drawing will be held on the evening of Free Comic Book Day on May 3rd. There's no limit to the amount you can give, so go to legendcomicsandcoffee.com/donate now, and please help us spread the word about this great cause.
Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Name of the game is the Answer of the Week, kids. Each week, Joe Patrick, he's the second voice you're going to hear. My name's Matt Baum. He puts the question of the week up on our THN forums. And this week, it's not quite as depressing as it was last week. This week, Joe, what do we ask everybody?
This week's question, what is your favorite couple in comics?
Now, you mean like romantic couple?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Not like Barry and Hal.
Right.
Not buddies.
Right. And I would say friendship.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Friendships aren't couples, Matt. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that.
Sure feels like
I'm married.
It feels real to me. It's real in my heart. So here's what happens. We post a question. You guys call in 402-819-4894.
We're off to a great start.
And you give us your answers. First call comes from Des Moines, Iowa. Let's see who it was and what the heck they had to say.
Hello, Joe and Matt, the Two-Headed Nerd. This is Aaron on Twitter at Fuzzy Underscore Esquire calling in with my answer to the question of the week, which is my favorite comic couple, which is Catherine Kane Batwoman and Maggie Sawyer. So, thanks, guys. I have more answers, but they'll be on the forums where they go. So, thanks, guys. Later.
I don't think you know how much I love it when you guys pay attention and play by the rules. Seriously.
Making the rules and breaking them. That's what I like.
Oh, man. I love it. My nipples get a little hard every time.
Weird. Aaron, welcome aboard, buddy.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
I mean, Aaron has interacted with us before.
It's Aaron. I thought he said Theron.
Did you?
That's what kind of sounded like.
Theron.
I don't know.
But the dude knows.
Somebody named Theron is offended now.
Get to the forums with those extra answers. Short and sweet. I like it. Kate like and Maggie. Too. You know what? I don't read Batwoman.
I did read Batwoman, and I liked it too. I liked how the relationship was kind of dysfunctional, and it made it a little more believable. Not where like, you know, they weren't like beating each other or cheating on each other and stuff, but they definitely argued and they had a very human relationship.
You mean normal? It was normal.
It wasn't perfect. It wasn't just always like, my love, I need you. You know, some comic book romances are just a little too perfect. Thank you for your call, Aaron. Welcome aboard, buddy. Next caller.
Hey, Joe and Matt. Ryan in Omaha calling in with the question of the week regarding our favorite comic book couple. I think mine has to be Colossus and Kitty Pryde from the 80s. Their breakup after the Secret Wars, which led to my favorite Uncanny X-Men issue 183, where Kurt and Logan take Peter out to the bar and end up getting in a fight with the Juggernaut. This is one of my favorite issues, and it all stems from the relationship that Colossus and Kitty Pryde had. That's my favorite couple. I've got two more minutes here, so I'm going to try to exercise a little freedom and override Matt's Vladimir Putin-like rules on answering past questions. Maybe I'll get cut out. Maybe I won't.
You got cut out, but we're going to listen to it. Ryan doesn't seem to understand who has the power here. I have the power.
I'm sorry, Ryan.
This is the only place in my life where I have any power. And you bet your sweet ass I will exercise it, even on my lawyer.
And you know what? We gave you a place to answer these old questions.
Yeah. Go to the forums, dude.
The THN forums. What are you
talking about? His favorite omnibus. He was talking about the Cap movie. He was all over the place, man. You can't just come and dump it all on us like that. We can't even absorb that much
info. Get in the conversation, buddy. Other people are talking.
Next caller, all the way from Los Angeles. I bet I know who it is.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling with my answer to your question of the week. How could I not, given the subject matter, or my suggestion? So, favorite comic book couple. I was going to go a little more mainstream, a Marvel or DC, but I think I'm going to say that my favorite comic book couple is Scott Pilgrim and Ramona Flowers. And I love them together, not only because they're a Canadian and an American, and that's pretty cool for me, but I love them together because they're two people who really need a lot of understanding, and they screw up and they need time to start over. But they're both better for it and for forgiving each other. And I think the journey that they take together is really, really moving, in addition to being super adorable and set in my homeland. So, yeah, and what the movie tried to do with knives. That's not acceptable. I hope you guys haven't gotten too many creepy slash fiction answers, and I love you. Bye.
Oh, now. She loves us. She loves Canada. She loves love. She loves Scott Pilgrim. This girl.
I can get behind all those things.
No, that's a great answer. Scott Pilgrim and Ramona. I didn't even think of that one. That didn't come into my...
Neither did I. Mainly because it was... Their relationship was pretty messed up.
Yeah, but it was real, dude.
Yeah, was it? Yeah. Was it real?
Yeah.
When he had to fist fight her seven evil video game boyfriends?
Yeah, he did it out of love. Right. Jerk.
How sure, many, I get it.
How many guys you fist fight for your wife?
How many have you fist fought for your wife?
For Casey? A few. She's kind of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to leave.
She starts some serious shit. Every once in a while, I got to clean up her mess. I'll tell you what. Last caller coming at us from Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa is a beautiful place. I have been there a couple times.
Hey, guys. Aaron Myers, THN Let's Plays, co-host of the Comic Therapy Podcast, calling in. My answer this week is a couple I've met. Mentioned, Kelly Sue DeConnick and Matt Fraction. Every time I've talked to them at conventions together, they're just the best comic book people you could ever hope to meet. Totally nice, totally humble, fun people. So I would say they're my favorite comic book couple. I don't know if that counts, but that's my curveball in a little bit of a way. They're also supremely talented, and I really enjoy their work. So short answer, I guess, and that's it. Sorry I couldn't MP3 it, but at least I got one in. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
This is why you got to watch Myers. He's a tricky one.
Listen.
He's tricky.
We just got lawyered. I mean, I'll accept it.
Yeah, totally. We have to accept it. I like it.
And I think it's a good answer.
It's actually
very
like
sweet
it.
And very cute.
It didn't occur to me. And that is adorable. They are a cute couple. Fraction's a good Midwestern boy. He's a catch, you know?
Yeah, I don't know where she's from originally, but I know that he used to be from...
Kansas City.
Kansas City, yeah.
You
lived in Kansas City.
Moving right on to the MP3 crew. Which you can join too. That rhymes. Bam! Keith Silva hit us, and from what I understand, he ran a little long. But he contacted me on Twitter and said, you got to trust me on this one, Matt Baum. The last 1 minute and 7 seconds is pure gold. If it's not, I'm coming for you, buddy. All right? This is your...
It's not up to us to decide. It's
first and only warning, Silva. First and only warning. It is up to me to decide.
Bomb, Joe Patrick, Keith f***ing Silva here, with one out-of-the-box answer to your question about couples. And no, I'm not talking about Roger Box. That's B-O-C-H-E-S. Right, Bomb? My favorite comic book couple is Walt and Louise Simonson. Creators over characters, every time. Walt Simonson's Thor was my favorite comic book as a kid, from Beta Ray Bill to the Surtur Saga to Baldur the Brave. If Walt drew it or wrote it, I bought it and cherished it. Simple as that. For 12-year-old Keith Silva, Louise Simonson's impact was a bit trickier to figure out, but no less important.
Weird feeling.
Her name showed
pants.
Up in all my favorite mutant-centric comics, X-Factor, Uncanny X-Men, and of course, The New Mutants. Along with Anne Nesenti, the decisions that Louise Simonson made on those X-books still impacts me to this day. Wheezy is important to developing my taste in comics, as Steven Spielberg is to teaching me to love movies. And I bet a lot of us could say the same. Except Joe, who's never read The New Mutants. Speaking of which, on last week's THN Answer of the Week, young, toe-headed, and otherwise well-meaning Joe Patrick mentioned how nobody cares about art. The art
what?
Of editing. Now, I'm sure Joe, minutes away from having to relive the trauma of the death of Supergirl, Wasn't thinking clearly.
I'm going to let this
wasn't
play out.
Thinking about a podcast widow like Casey Baum. Poor woman. She spends countless hours apart from her husband. Alone. Reality TV sing-off shows. Her only solace. Where is her beloved? Where is Matt Baum? Oh, that's right. He's editing these THN podcasts we love so much. Checking levels. Cutting out belches. Taking pride in his work. Because that's what Americans do. Americans like Matt Baum.
Oh, my eyes are welling with tears.
Sure. You can call me old-fashioned. Say, I'm out of touch. I don't get it. Well, maybe so. But it's editors. Patriots, really. Like Matt Baum, who think quality is a pretty great thing. Someone who understands the impact an appropriate sound cue or needle drop. How that one detail can make listening to a podcast that much better.
It's true.
Men and women who understand choice matters. It's not what you take out. It's what you leave in. So Matt, don't let those one percenters like Joe Patrick and Aaron Myers who sit behind their cash registers, their eBay stores, don't let them tell you quality doesn't matter. And for God's sakes, spend some time with your wife. THN can wait. Or better yet, maybe Joe Patrick can watch a YouTube video on editing and learn to love instead of hate.
Okay. It falls squarely in the box of pandering, but it was the best pandering ever. I'll take it.
I'm not even going to respond to that crock of bull.
Oh, man. That was wonderful. Did he call Louise Simon Wheezy at one point?
Wheezy. That's what they called her. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's adorable. I really like it.
Walton Wheezy.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Keith, that was swell. And I appreciate that somebody else appreciates what I do on this damn show. Because Joe Patrick sure just seems to think it takes too long.
Hey.
Casey thinks that too, actually.
Yeah.
She's like, you're only a quarter done with the show. You've been in there for 3 hours.
All I know is you were listening to the exact same 2 seconds worth of material. Over and over and over. And you can't possibly tell me that anything was different when you ended.
Yes.
Than when you began.
It was different. Your untrained ear wouldn't know.
Bullshit.
I'm not even going to cut out that belch. I'm going to let it go.
Let it linger.
All I know is every time Shonix calls us, Gmail thinks it's junk. But I'm clicking the not junk button because that dude knows what he's talking about. Shonix, lay it down for us, buddy.
Hello, to it a nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. Relationships. I wasn't sure if this included bromances or just, you know, love relationships.
That's valid. Because
there's a lot of good bromances out there.
Couples.
Groot.
Couples.
Rocky Raccoon. That's a good bromance. But I would have to go. Mine was a short-lived, but one of my favorite relationships. It wasn't Scott and Jean. It wasn't Kitty and Colossus. It was Havoc and Madeline.
Oh.
When she was the goblin queen and he became his goblin prince was so fantastic because I hated what Scott did to Madeline. It was weird writing. It was odd. He just left her, abandoned her, and hooked up with his ex, Jean, when she returned from the cocoon because she was never Phoenix.
Boom.
Take that, Bendis. But yeah, I would have to go with that. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, this is a guy that was the best man in Scott and Madeline's wedding. He was a little butt sore from the whole Polaris incident, the Malice Polaris incident, and she totally got him to, you know, go to her side and swooed him into being his little love pet. And I thought it was fantastic. I would have liked to see more of that. I got to see more of that later in Mutant X. It wasn't the same, but yeah. It was kind of the same.
It was still cool.
But I just liked that dynamic. I thought it was cool. But yeah, that would have to be it. Alex Summers and Madeline Pryor, my favorite couple. All right, guys. Thanks for the question. It was a lot better this week. It's kind of one you guys stole from me, but I never gave it to you. So
Ooh. Great
minds think alike,
he
I
never
guess.
Sent it in.
Talk to you next week. Peace.
I do remember that Mutant X issue. Tom Rainey drew it. It was really, really cool. That was back when Tom Rainey was one of my favorite artists at the time. Loved it. Now, that relationship did not leave as big a mark on me, but hey.
No, I liked Mutant X, but even while it was going on, I had no illusions that it was temporary because Havoc would go back eventually.
Of course.
I never really let myself care about what was going to happen to any of those characters other than Havoc.
I guess.
So
I'll also say that like Havoc was always dating Polaris, and Polaris was always like completely out of her mind nuts, you know, like crazy. You know, and I always felt bad for the guy.
Hey, man.
And then he got a new girlfriend. I was like, good for you, man. Even if it is your brother's ex, which is kind of weird, but good for you. And then it turned out, yeah, she was evil. Right about this time, I'd like to introduce Mr. Randy Andrews. He calls us every week. Pardon me. He leaves us an MP3 every week. He emails it to us, twoheadednerd@gmail.com. You can do that too. Randy, take it away, buddy.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews calling in for the question of the week. This week, you asked, who is your favorite comic couple? I had a really hard time with this one, but I'm going to only name one couple today and post some of my favorites on the forums.
That's right, Randrew.
I have to go with Cliff Secord and Betty, who is secretly known as Paige. Throughout their adventures, Betty may get upset with Cliff for skipping out on a date. I mean, hey, he is the Rocketeer. So their love has survived over time, even to current comics. I love the banter they have and how much Cliff actually does care for Betty. In the film, The Rocketeer, Betty's character was named Jenny, just to change things up a bit. I think they got the right person for the part, though, as well. They even captured their relationship in that movie. That's my answer this week, guys. I hope you like it. Check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.blogspot.com. See you later, guys. Bye.
Good answer. Rocketeer and Betty. I like it. Betty was hot. 50s pinup girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's a brunette. She was hot stuff.
Completely, not even thinly veiled.
Oh, she was Betty Page. To Betty Page. She was definitely Betty Page, which I don't know why they changed it in the movie. I have no clue.
I don't either, because the Rocketeer is not actually a creation of the 40s and 50s.
Right.
He's modern. He's from the 80s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could have easily left it. I mean, maybe because was Betty Page still alive back then?
I mean, possibly.
When the Rocketeer movie came out?
She was just an homage character. It's not like you can get sued for that or anything. And her name wasn't Betty Page.
I think that there was a legality that they were probably thinking of.
Maybe they were just playing it safe.
I mean, that's really the only reason to make any changes, because they were worried about legal stuff.
Playing it safe.
I like that answer, though, Randy. Thank you for calling in. As always, ever faithful.
Yeah. You know who else always calls in? Shock. Andrea Shockling. Not a brunette. She's kind of a, what is she, ginger? She's not a ginger.
How do you even know? She's got dark hair.
She's got pictures up on her Twitter and stuff. And like,
yeah, it's like dark hair.
Yeah, I can't tell. I think she might be a ginger.
I think it's green. I think it's green
hair.
It's
green? Like Katy Perry?
Does Katy Perry have green
hair? Yeah, she dyed it green a couple weeks ago. Casey showed me a picture. It's disgusting. Let's see what Shock has to say.
Hi, guys. It's Andrea at Andrea Shock on the Twitters and one half of Comics Therapy. Oh, man. Where do I start? Okay, Reed
I hope you
and
only have
Sue
one
are kind of boring. Hawkeye and Mockingbird, way better after they split up. Cloak and Dagger, beautiful but codependent. Alana and Marco, though. Let's go with them. They're just, oh man, they're so honest. They're unquestionably devoted to the same goal, the safety of their daughter, right? But they don't always see eye to eye about how to achieve that. And the result is that they actually challenge each other to be better. They maintain their individual identities, their strengths, and their weaknesses. And together, they're better than they were apart. They yell and they plan and they flee intergalactic bounty hunters while still managing to have amazing sex. I don't know about you guys, but that's totally what I'm looking for in a relationship. Ah, it's so gorgeous. I can't even stand it sometimes. I miss Saga. Anyway, thanks for being awesome, you two. I'll talk to you next week.
You heard her, guys. Line forms to the left. I'm just kidding.
Daring getaways and great sex. That's all I ask for, too, you know? In a meal.
I like that answer, Alana.
That's
and Marco.
A great answer. Yeah, it's
probably
a great answer.
The most modern answer we've gotten so far tonight.
Yeah,
you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody else has been kind of reaching
even,
back.
Even Scott and Ramona is a few years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it a lot. And their story is still developing, it's which true. Is very cool.
It's true.
Andrea, write us back. Let us know what color your damn hair is, because obviously we have no idea.
How yeah, we're to not sure. It. I'm sticking with ginger. I don't know why.
Okay.
She's fiery. That one. I made a little cat scratch thing when I said that.
He did. Ow. He really did. He made a hand gesture. It was adorable.
Matt McNabb. He's fiery too. I'm never going to say his name correctly because I don't want to.
Matt McMacNab.
Put that in your pipe, McNabb.
Hey, To It A Nerd. It's Matt McNabb here to answer yet again the question of the week. So my favorite comic book couple probably has to be Dale and Andrea from The Walking Dead. Now, I probably could have picked some other couples from this series, like Glenn and Maggie, spoilers. Or Andrea and Rick.
Brace yourself for spoilers. But
really, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, Andrea and Dale really love each other. And I think that's what's so cool about the relationship, because, you know, Dale is an elderly man and Andrea is like, what, in her mid-30s, early 30s. I really love Andrea and Rick, but they don't really seem to have the same spark that Andrea and Dale had. And I guess that's why they're my favorite couple. So I'll see you next time.
I like it.
Good answer. Another real modern one.
I think you are being, I don't know if generous is the right word, but I got the impression that Andrea and her sister, when the book started, were in their early 20s, like soups young.
I kind of thought Andrea was 25, 27. That's where I was putting her. Maybe. Somewhere in there. But his sister was definitely younger.
They were like,
I think sister was like 21, 22.
Young college girls.
No, I felt like his sister was, but I felt like Andrea was a little older. I don't know. We don't really know.
Well, I think if we looked back, we could easily find out, but we don't have those books in front of us.
I suppose.
But yes, I liked the Dale and Andrea relationship.
Yeah, I did too.
It's very touching, and I really like the way Kirkman handled it in that book.
Yeah.
Without saying anything else potentially spoilery.
Now it's time for us to talk about our favorite comic book couple.
You're up, bucko.
There's a bunch. I can't believe nobody said Superman and Lois.
They're one of mine.
No one said Superman and Lois. And that was the first thing that popped into my head, mainly because I'm so mad that Superman's not with Lois now. But not as mad as I was when Peter Parker was no longer with Mary Jane.
Yes. Let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
Let me ask you a question before you continue.
Okay.
Were you mad that Superman and Lois weren't together because they are a great couple or because that's how it's always been?
Because they're a great couple.
Okay, good.
They're a fantastic couple.
I agree.
And they're like, I mean, they're one of the oldest comic book couples too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And not only has, yeah, the history is there, but they're just a great couple and they played off each other really well, you know?
I agree. But I love Superman and Lois as a couple.
My favorite comic book couple is Spider-Man and Mary Jane.
That's a great answer too.
Spider-Man and Mary Jane. I don't know how it couldn't be. Like I was like, oh, I'm gonna get all tricky with this one. I'm gonna go with like the Manhunter and what was her name? Inferno, the fire chick from the.
What are you talking about?
It was from the Mark Waid run when he was trying to like conquer his like weakness to fire, and he started dating that like she was a reformed.
Oh, that was Joe Kelly, I think.
Oh, Joe Kelly.
It was
right.
Martian Manhunter and
what was her name?
Yeah, like Inferno or
Cinder or something. Cinder. I can't remember.
It's something like
that. I really liked that. It was really cool because nobody trusted her. They're like, she is a villain, dude.
Yeah, she was a villain.
Yeah. But it was a really interesting relationship. But yeah, I can't.
But that was so short lived. I mean,
yeah, I got to go with Peter Parker and Mary Jane.
That's a great answer.
Yeah,
a classic answer, I mean, and definitely. Come on, man. Like in my top five all time favorite.
And you've heard my rant before about how breaking them up was so stupid. And if they really wanted to do something gutsy with the character, they should have had them had a child together and have Peter be a father and, you know, a husband. Like,
right. And they were doing that.
Man.
And they were doing that in the 90s. They were headed that direction. Yeah. And then they're like, nope, Clone Saga.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I just, there's no other choice for me.
That's a good answer. I like that answer.
Yeah.
I can't disagree.
It's a pretty obvious one, I admit.
Yeah.
But I searched my soul, and that's what I came up with. He's supposed to be with Mary Jane.
I agree.
Another fiery redhead, Ginger.
I think that a lot of guys that might be a little bit older than us will say that were reading comics when Gwen Stacy was the thing. that, you know, his one true love is Gwen and that Mary Jane was just there to kind of pick him up.
Yeah. I mean, like Gwen, that tore his guts out. I'll give you that.
But I don't necessarily, like, I think that Mary Jane was there to kind of help him put himself back together.
Yeah.
She surpasses Gwen.
Oh, big time. And she's earned it. You know, like by this point, she's totally earned it. And to take all that away, it's just ridiculous. It's just totally ridiculous.
Totes agree.
Time to fix it. I hope they do something where they're like, he only had like a few memories left in his head that he clung to. And one of them, loving Mary Jane.
Ooh.
Bam.
But you read Superior Spider-Man, right? So you know that that's not true.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
They got a bunch of stuff they can play on. We'll see.
All right. Right.
A kid can hope.
Yeah, that's true. A kid can hope. That's right. Oh, it's my turn.
Yep.
I thought you were going to like set me up or something.
Joe Patrick.
Say some kind of witty intro.
So that's mine.
Superman and Lois are definitely like very, very high on my list. So are Peter and Mary Jane.
Yeah.
And while I love Reed and Sue, I'm not, and I love the whole family thing. I don't get like warm fuzzies from their romance, if that makes sense. No, it's
always
been, right?
I feel like their romance has always been completely dysfunctional.
It's always mom and dad.
Yeah.
It's always very mom and dad-ish. And not that there's anything at all wrong with it. And I'm certainly rooting for them. I want them to be together.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've always been written as really dysfunctional, constantly.
Off and on, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they love each other, but really dysfunctional.
Sure. And, you know, I love every comic book couple. When they introduce them and they've been together for a while, I'm like, yeah, it totally makes sense for these guys to be together. And then some years down the line, the comic companies pull the rug out. And
they
like,
decide that Storm shouldn't be married to the Black Panther anymore.
Right. Oh, well that, okay. Don't even get me started on Storm and the Black Panther. That's a bull romance.
Joe, they're both black.
Right. Right.
It's about the only thing they have in common.
They have a storied comic book history of two in continuity meetings.
Yes.
Of course they're in love.
And being black, Joe.
And they're both from Africa.
Don't forget.
Like they're not just black, Matt. They're both from Africa. It's true. For me, though, my number one comic book romance has always been Wally West and Linda Park.
Really?
Yes. The relationship, later marriage as created and not created, actually. Somebody else... Mike Barron, maybe, or William Esner Loebs, whoever preceded Mark Waid on The Flash, set up that romance.
I think that was Mike Barron.
Mike Barron launched that series, but William Esner Loebs...
Oh, no, you're right. It was Loebs.
Was writing it before Waid.
Yeah.
So Mark Waid took that relationship and grew it and grew it and grew it over years. And eventually to the point where they were married and they had kids, but we won't talk about that because the kids are they're terrible.
Oh, the twins?
They're so bad.
Oh, no, they were great.
No, they're bad. They're awful. Oh,
God, I loved them. They were so awful that they just kind of wrote them out of continuity.
I did like eventually how it kind of, like before the New 52, it kind of ended at the point where the son lost his powers and the daughter became the new Impulse. And I was into that. Like she had super speed and she was the new Impulse. I was like, yeah, okay,
I'd be okay with that.
I'm into that. But that's not the question. The question is romance. And for me, Mark Waid did such an amazing job crafting and cultivating that romance where it was to the point that Wally, when he would get lost in the time stream or get sucked into the Speed Force, like Linda was his anchor. Like he was the woman so important to Wally. And if you remember, Wally was kind of a womanizer.
Yeah, he was.
Before Linda, he was kind of a player.
He was a looker.
And Linda was the woman that was so important to Wally that he would come back from anything for her. He was her lifeline. And the way Waid described the Speed Force, it was like Speedster Valhalla.
Right.
So that every Speedster that preceded you in death was there waiting for you. So like
kick ass.
Yeah. If Wally got sucked into the Speed Force, like the essence of Barry Allen was there, right there to welcome him and all of this stuff. And so it was like Speedster heaven. And Linda was his tether because he knew he had to come back because there was danger or there was a villain to fight or whatever. His job wasn't done.
Right.
And it was Linda's love, his love of Linda that allowed him to like fight back from anything to get back to
where he needed to be.
And so that resonated so much with me.
That's a really good answer.
That I will always hold the Wally and Linda up as a prime example of comic book romances, superhero romances done right.
We have other, but we can go to the forums and we could do that.
Speaking of the forums.
Let's go there real quick and give me some highlights.
We got it. We only have a few here, so let's read them
out. Give me some highlights.
Cassingham, the man. You may know him as James Cassingham Randall. He wrote in saying the greatest comic book couple of all time. Peter and MJ? Nope. Superman and Lois? Nuh-uh. Batman and Catwoman? No way.
Not even a couple, I'd argue.
The correct answer, Alec Holland / Swamp Thing and Abigail Arcane.
Man, there's... Okay, that's a good answer.
Specifically in Alan Moore's run on Saga of the Swamp Thing.
Yeah, that's a really good answer.
It's just beautiful. The lengths that Swamp Thing goes to in order to protect the one he loves, he goes to hell for her, literally. He almost destroys Gotham City and kicks the shiz out of Batman. He travels across the freaking galaxy, meeting and duping Metron. It's a particularly poignant relationship, one that simply should not work. She is the niece of his arch nemesis, and he is an elemental, a god of the green. In fact,
Lord,
he's not even a man and never was, rather a plant who dreamt he was a man. The whole idea of a relationship between a woman and a plant, the thing should be revolting. But it is presented in such a way that you do not notice. You root for the couple and celebrate their love.
That's a beautiful answer.
Babouche.
Ah, jeez. Nice, Cassingham.
Feeling misty here. Stephen Kohler says, I'd say my favorite comic book couple is from the X-Men, Longshot and Dazzler. Longshot has always been my favorite character, and I just loved the dynamic between these two.
I did too.
For example, a throwaway line after Inferno where Longshot felt his luck powers were turning bad, which led to him leaving the X-Men, but Dazzler was trying to explain to him in a roundabout way how what happened was actually good luck. Or that great scene where Dazzler finds out she's pregnant, and you can see an exchange between them where she says they can't name the baby Shatterstar.
That's a great answer. I loved Longshot and Dazzler.
And he finishes up saying, that's my answer. My favorite character who has been tragically misused for so many years now and his best girl.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
That's a really good answer.
And Aaron, Fuzzy Esquire, who called in with an MP3 he called into the Google Voice today. He wrote in to the forum saying, I called in my main answer, but here are some others I thought of. Ben Grimm and Alicia Masters, Blink and Mimic from The Exiles.
True.
Ralph and Sue Dibney. I got to give it to Ralph and Sue Dibney.
That's a good one.
But Ben and Alicia's relationship.
I think the relationship sucks.
I think it really does.
Yeah.
It's like super codependent.
Yeah. He's just always like, oh, you don't want to see me anymore. I understand. And she's like, no, Ben, it's not like that. I just can't have sex with you because you're made of rock.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think you've boiled it down to the essence of their whole boyfriends.
I apologize.
No, it's... That's the tragic beauty because he's a monster, but she doesn't care because she's blind.
Oh.
Like, if she could see him, she'd be terrified. That's always been the implication to me. It's like, man, that guy's lucky she's blind.
Or if he, like, rolled over while she was sleeping, he'd kill her.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have that same feeling about them that I have with all, like I said earlier, with comic book romances, that whenever they break up, Ben and Alicia, I'm like, sons of bitches, what'd they do that for?
Yeah.
But really, if I'm thinking about it, I'm not invested in their relationship.
They don't do much for me.
Blink and Mimic from The Exiles, I liked their relationship a lot. I thought that was really well developed over the course of that book.
It was cute.
And Ralph and Sue Dibney, classic.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Husband and wife, adventuring team. I loved that she went on adventures and was always super good-natured and fun, right up until the point where she was brutally raped.
Yeah. It did end kind of sad.
It's getting harder and harder to come up with reasons for why I liked Identity Crisis. But I think that's a great answer. Aaron, thanks again for calling in and writing in.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. That was great. Thanks to everybody that said they are going to save their other answers for the forums. That's so cool. I'm actually going to go on there and post some too because there's more I want to talk about. I hope you guys will do the same. Guys and girls will do the same. Thank you all for your answers. We will have a new question this coming Friday. I request a bromance question. I think that would be fun.
Right after we did the romance question?
Yeah, romance and then bromance. That's fun.
Okay.
Come on.
We'll do a best bromance then.
Dudes need a chance. Come on.
You heard it here first. This week's question is, what's your favorite bromance in comics?
Oh, I love it.
Are you sure we didn't already do that question?
I don't think so. I don't think we did.
Like best besties in comics? Are you sure we didn't already do that question?
I don't think so.
You know what? Sean X is the first one to call us out when we do repeats, and yeah, he didn't say so.
The official two-headed nerd historian, Sean X.
Yep.
We'll hit him up and find out.
Yeah.
And we'll see you this weekend with another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. Guys, I apologize that this one took so long. It was a perfect storm of Easter and my wife's birthday. I was being a good husband. So there.
And as we've already established for the record, Matt hates his wife. So
it's, well, I don't hate her. She's just super mean and I'm scared of her. It's different. I love her,
she's
Joe.
She's a lovely woman and she
I love that monster, Joe. Okay.
She deserved to have a happy birthday.
She's my monster. Thanks again, guys. We'll see you soon.
Hey, nerds. If you've got an answer to the question of the week, you can call THN at the Ziggurat direct line and leave your message at 402-819-4894. Or using the Skype username, Two-Headed Nerd. And if you're too shy or have just too much to say at once, you can write your message under the Answer of the Week section of the THN forums.